Let's talk water. Mike Maddox, Jack Eversole, visiting. Jack's up from Tucson. How are you going to watch that UCLA game today? You're going to try and break every speed law in the records and get down there to watch it live?
It is. It's being recorded, Rosie, so please nobody call me and tell me what the score is, because bear down, cats.
Bear down, cats. Number 5 and number 4, and y'all got ESPN down there on campus for this?
Got the game day bus.
All right. Very good. Well, Jack is the water specialist for City of Tucson and Pima County, representing Kinetico for the last 18 years. Jack, thanks for taking the time to drive up and join us. You know, we were talking about water treatment and water treatment alternative systems, and you can't talk water treatment very long with anybody before they start asking you about the salt.
Oh, and that's right? Exactly right.
And that's another scare tactic a lot of manufacturers use. You've got to have a saltless system.
There is no way, per the EPA, National Sanitation Foundation, or the Water Quality Association, to eliminate calcium hardness without an ion exchange. You've got to use a catalyst, whether it be sodium or potassium. We just have to be the most salt-friendly appliance on the world in the world, because our hybrid unit requires only 1 pound. That's 1 pound of sodium to regenerate with only 7 gallons of water.
And it deliver, and that generates how many gallons of consumable water?
It's a dual set of tanks on the hybrid system, Rosie. So after 300 gallons of water passes through one series of tanks, the meter up top will shut down the dirty tanks, open up the second tank. So if you're taking a shower, doing laundry, dishes, or washing the car, you don't run out.
Yeah, so I want y'all to picture 6 55-gallon drums filled with water to generate that much clean, soft water. We're consuming 1 pound of salt.
Equivalent. 2. If you take and measure the amount of residual sodium, it's 180 milligrams in a liter container. Slice of white bread.
Cup full of ketchup.
Yep. Tablespoon of peanut butter. Heck, you drink, get a lot more salt than drinking that cup of coffee.
Or talk about soda pop.
Or soda pop, excuse me. Yes.
So there is no such thing. Let me correct it. You can soften water, as far as I know, without sodium through micro and nano filtration. But the cost of doing that residentially at your house would exceed $30,000 or $40,000.
And you're going to have to take 2 or 3 cars out of the driveway.
Yeah, that's what, for the equipment.
And put a 300 to 500 gallon storage tank.
Right. So when we say it can't be done, just know it can. It can be done. But unless you're willing to spend $30,000 or $40,000,
exactly,
and consume 2 bays of your garage with the equipment, it's better to do it with water softener and a salt
Kinetico
exchange.
K5 drinking water station to boot.
And we appreciate you guys taking time out of your Saturdays, particularly on a game day that's so important to you, that you drive up here and visit with our listeners about the concept of water treatment, because we have a lot of equipment advertising itself as salt-free, and I think that is one of the over-sensationalized, subtly incorrect information that you could be using to scare people into a particular line of equipment or multiple levels of brands of equipment that have no certification that they're getting anything done at all.
And when in doubt, call the Arizona Water Quality Association, 480-947-9850.
Check us out, folks. Check everything out. Don't listen to your salesperson. Check us out.
Yeah. If I could be king for a day, there'd be a lot of water treatment companies that'd be packing their bags, shutting their doors, and we'd be padlocking the front and back door, and they'd be gone.
Amen.
But I appreciate the folks from Kinetico joining us today and talking through water systems. Now, like I say, the 10 o'clock hour, we always try and drill down deep and cover one. Oh, you know what? For the guys and for the families in Tucson, we've told them how to get a hold of Dave Perry. How do they get a hold of Jack Eversole?
Give us a call at 480. You can dial us at 520-591-3346. 520-591-3346.
And I'm not going to see y'all at the Saba Home Show in
April. We're going to miss you, Rosie.
Yeah? Where are you guys going
to
be?
It's going to be coming up at the Tucson Community Center the first weekend of April. I believe it's April 6th, 7th, and 8th.
It is, yeah.
And not sure where our booth is, but I'm sure it's in the 800 aisle.
But you won't be there.
Unfortunately,
Where are you going to be?
Michael and I and the rest of the crew, well, a few of the crew, are going to be in Nassau in the Bahamas for a few days, relaxing in the sun at Sandals Resort.
Instead of being at Tucson Convention Center for the Saba Home Show?
We will have presents.
Jack,
we will
Mike.
Have presents.
It's a terrible job, but somebody's going to
do
it.
Yeah, all right.
Help me out, boss.
I'm actually going to be missing the Saba Show as well. I won't be on a beach. I'm actually hopefully going to be in about 5 feet of gorgeous Rocky Mountain dry snow powder carving my way down hills for an entire week. So I'm gonna become a ski bum for a little while this spring, and I'm going to miss the Saba Home Show. But Romy will be there, and I think Jennifer's going to be there and fly up and join me a little bit later. Folks, we've had a great time this particular Saturday. I hope you have as well here at my house, Rosie on House, here every single Saturday morning. Don't get scared. We'll be back next Saturday like we have been for the last 29 years.
To myself, what a wonderful world.